You're listening to SBS News.
A US official says 15 missiles were fired by Iran in response to the killing by drone of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani. 10 struck the Ain al-Assad airbase in Iraq's western Anbar province. One struck a base in Erbil in Iraq's semi-autonomous Kurdish region. Four missiles failed to hit their targets. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says although there are Australian staff in some of the targeted areas, none were hurt.
The CDF has been able to confirm to me at this point that all Australian diplomatic personnel and all ADF personnel are safe. But it is obviously a very fluid situation, and this is something I'm receiving regular reports on. Together with the Minister for Defence and the Minister for Foreign Affairs, we have all been in contact with our counterparts on these arrangements.
Iran says it's not seeking escalation or war, according to a tweet from Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. He added that Tehran would defend itself against any aggression. US Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the US government's priorities remain first, the safety and security of American personnel and their partners.
As we defend our people and interests, let me reiterate that the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one. We are seeking a diplomatic solution. But first, this will require Iran to de-escalate. It will require the regime to come to the table with the goal of preventing further bloodshed. And it will require them to cease their malign activities throughout the region.
Michael Ware, a former CNN journalist who reported from the Middle East, told the ABC that while the drone attack on General Soleimani was technically brilliant, it may have been a strategic error.
Now, with this strike, you could argue that Donald Trump has set the American and Australian and Western cause backwards by killing General Soleimani. Because look at the turmoil that is now underway. Look at the destabilization. The Iraqi parliament, as you mentioned earlier, has voted a non-binding resolution asking us to leave. Well, technically, they're our ally. So the killing of this Iranian general was executed precisely, but strategically, it may have in fact set us backwards in the region.
America insists it was within its rights to target General Soleimani. Brian Hook, the US Special Representative for Iran and Senior Policy Advisor to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, says doing nothing at all was not an option.
President Trump, his first responsibility as Commander-in-Chief is to ensure the safety and the security of Americans. And in the Middle East, that means American diplomats and American service members who were under threat of imminent attacks by Qasem Soleimani. If we had not taken decisive action and hundreds of Americans were killed, we would be standing here today and you would be asking me, why didn't you do more to eliminate Qasem Soleimani?
Scott Morrison says he understands the US concerns about General Soleimani and that the Australian government has kept up a continual dialogue with the White House.
Well, the United States have taken the actions that they have to address what has been intelligence that they say that they had received, which was putting their interests at risk and under threat, and they have been very clear about that. I should also stress that the Australian government has said following these that attack that the individual we're talking about here, as well as more broadly, there have been concerns about their operations in the region for some time. And so the United States has taken that action and will work continually closely with them. It was a matter that I did discuss with the President yesterday when we spoke.
Neil James, the Executive Director of the Australia Defence Association, says this week's events do raise, however, some questions about the relationship between Australia and the US.
Look, at a military level, it's probably not going to test it too much. There is a problem at the political level, though, because it's not clear what President Trump's grand strategy is, or indeed if he has one. And I think that's probably what's worrying our government more than anything else.
President Trump has tweeted, "All is well. Missiles launched from Iran at two military bases located in Iraq. Assessments of casualties and damages taking place now. So far, so good. We have the most powerful and well-equipped military anywhere in the world by far." Meanwhile, in Iran, officials have lowered the shroud-wrapped remains of Qasem Soleimani into the ground in the southeastern city of Kerman. Iran's Revolutionary Guard says the missile attacks were the weakest of their response scenarios and promised that more US bases would be targeted if there was a response to the attacks. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration is banning U.S. airlines from operating in the airspace over Iraq, Iran, the Gulf, and the Gulf of Oman. Alan Lee, SBS News.